How to Fix Car Speakers 2022 Top Full Guide. Speakers are essential for all car owners, but they go bad over time. Bad car speakers not only pose safety risks but can become very annoying to drive with. If you are trying to find a quick and straightforward how to fix car speakers, do not look any further. Car speakers are an easy fix if you have the proper knowledge to do so. It is possible to fix them on your own with minimal skills, so follow these instructions to get started. How do speakers work? Car audio systems or any other type of speaker convert electricity into sound. The voice coil is the central part of a speaker's functional parts. The ring is attached to a diaphragm and suspended within a circular magnet. The amplifier, located inside or outside the infotainment system, sends electrical signals through the voice coil. These electrical signals create magnetic fields in the ring that move the diaphragm and inside the magnet. The movement of the diaphragm vibrates the air around and makes a sound. This is a simple mechanism, so there's not much to go wrong. Let's first learn how to repair car speakers. These are the most common sound problems that could cause a speaker not to produce sound or emit a distortion sound. What can go wrong with car speakers? Speakers, like any other piece of electrical equipment, can become worn over time. Here are the most common problems that speakers can have. The speaker can die if the blown voice coils are fried. Sometimes the diaphragm may be damaged in one or more places, which can cause the speaker not to produce the right sound. The blown voice coil can be moved from its proper location, resulting in poor sound production. Sometimes, the speaker's diaphragm may not be producing proper sound freely. This could cause the sound output to become muted. Okay, that's what could go wrong with your car speakers for bass. But why? There are many reasons why this could happen. Here are some examples. To avoid blowing, we need to understand the source of the problem. How to tell if a speaker is blown? Here are some guidelines for diagnosing a blowout blown car speaker. To move the sound output from the speaker, use your car's balance or fader. The equalizer can move all parameters to the middle and adjust the volume to match the average listening volume. Listen carefully to a song and check for distortions. If the blown equipment sound is not typical or should be, there may be a problem. Here's how to diagnose a subwoofer failure. Play music with heavy bass, and then place your hand on the assembly of subwoofers. The subwoofer may not be performing as it should if there is no bass vibration. Once you have identified the problem, it is time to check and fix it. Let's see how to fix car audio that has a partially blown speaker sound. What causes a blown speaker? A blown car speaker is when the speaker stops working or is still functioning but has a poor sound quality. It can lead to a car audio repair, which can be costly and cause drivers to wonder why. Overpowering. Overpowering your car's blown speakers could cause the blown voice coil to move farther than it should. This speaker cone is not meant to move in this manner and stresses its connection with suspension and surroundings. The speaker parts could crash into each other and the speaker frame. It can result in the speaker parts becoming loose, broken, or torn. This could cause permanent damage. The cones can be damaged, and the music can become blurred. In some cases, the speaker may stop functioning altogether. A blown car speaker or replacement will be required if the cones are damaged. Turning the volume up too loud. If you raise your volume too high when you listen to music in the car, this can cause an ample energy supply to your speaker. The speaker may be able to handle more power. Overpowering the speaker can cause heat buildup, which can weaken the glue that holds the components together. The thin voice coil can melt or burn. This can cause your car audio to stop working. Amplifier clipping. Vehicles with dedicated amplifiers can experience this problem. Clipping can occur when the amplifier is driven too hard, or the audio waveform's bottoms and tops are cut off. This happens when an amp that is weak attempts to produce more sound waves than it can. Tweeters can blow because they don't have a maximum frequency limit. Crossovers pass filters that are set incorrectly. Incorrectly setting crossovers can lead to a blown car speaker. The frequency at which sound travels from one source to another is called a crossover. Crossovers that are not set correctly can cause tweeters to become sensitive to frequencies that are too low. They can vibrate the dented speaker cone excessively if they attempt to play bass frequencies. This can lead to permanent damage to your car speaker systems. Physical damage. Physical damage can result from car audio being installed incorrectly. Loose protective grills can also cause it. You should replace protective grills if they become loose or damaged. Without any protection, the speaker cone can be damaged or pierced. This can cause the speaker to blow out. Speaker is mounted in a too large enclosure. A common reason for speakers blowing is the wrong size enclosure. This applies to subwoofers as well as speakers installed in cars' doors. Excessive sections don't provide enough pressure and can cause significant cone movement that can damage the speaker's surround. The same thing can happen with door speakers if we listen to loud music. When building a bass box for your car, be sure to follow the manufacturer's recommendations regarding box volume. The enclosure should be slightly smaller than the speaker. Your section may be too small for the speaker. The cone's restricted mobility and high air pressure can cause the coil to heat up. Step-by-step guide to fixing blown speakers at home. These are the ways how to fix a blown car speaker at home. Step 1. Disconnect the blown car speaker. Use a ratchet and a socket 7mm long or a screwdriver to remove the mounting screws. The enclosure can be opened. The power should be turned off. All speaker wires that are connected to the speaker should be unplugged. Step 2. Get rid of the surround. There are two options. Use a knife or a pen to make a mark on the foam surround. You can then slowly tear the surround with your hand. While doing so, be careful not to pull your paper cone. Use a knife or a pen to make a mark on the foam surround of your stock sound system. Use a scissor to remove the surround from the speaker gradually. This is safer and simpler. Step 3. Disconnect the cone, voice coil, and old glue to remove the cone from the speaker. Use a knife. The speaker's voice coil should be removed. Make sure to disconnect the terminal wires before you do this. To remove any glue remnants, use a knife or sandpaper. Step 4. Clean the speaker. You can use a soft cloth to remove dirt from the edges and the central space. To remove all dust, you might need to use a compressed air cleaner. Step 5. Assemble your new voice coil. Replace the voice coil with a brand new one. Please place it in the same place as the old one. Step 6. Install the new speaker cone. Place the cone on the voice coil. Apply glue to the cone before you do this. Let the glue dry for a few minutes. If you want to learn more about how to install speakers in car, let us show you the best way now. How to install car speakers 2022 top full guide. Step 7. Create the new surround. Place the new surround in the same place as the old one. Use glue. Let the glue dry for a few minutes. Step 8. Install the fixed blown speaker again in your car. All wires should be connected back. All mounting screws must be tightened. Step 9. Test the fixed blown speaker. It's time to test the speaker's gradually increase volume. You're done with all steps on how to fix a blown speaker at home. If you are considering upgrading your car speaker, let us show you how to do that and the estimated budget. https://hookaudio.com/how-to-upgrade-car-speakers/ https://hookaudio.com/how-much-does-it-cost-to-replace-car-speakers/ How to fix a car speaker FAQs. Do I need to buy expensive speaker wire for my car? If your car blown speaker is not playing very loudly or distorted sound quality, you can fix them yourself. But in most cases, it is better to install a new car speaker, especially if they are old. While speaker wire does come with the speakers themselves, there are high-quality alternatives. Why do my rear car speakers work on and off? A rear car's speakers can act up at times. It is tough to troubleshoot them because their placement in the car makes them challenging to access. So people usually change the stereo system instead of checking if the rear speakers are working correctly. To avoid spending money on a new sound system, learn how to fix the existing one by diagnosing the root cause of the problem. Sometimes, all you need to do is tighten loose or broken wires. Can a car speaker be repaired? Most people do not think that the blown car speaker in their car can be repaired, but they can. You will need to know how to solder, have essential hand tools, and understand what you are trying to accomplish. To fix a blown car speaker yourself, first research the different problems with your aftermarket sound system, for example, cracks in your tweeters, lack of bass, or static when listening to the radio. Buy parts online or at a local shop once you figure out the problem with your specific model. Conclusion: fixing your faulty speaker saves money for new speakers. However, the repair process can be overwhelming for some consumers who are not equipped with the right skills or parts. This piece aims to guide you through the whole repair process using key steps and tips. To fix a blown car speaker well, you need something more than instructions. Hook Audio hopes that our article will be helpful to you. Video: https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=awkrf2ein0ye